Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The quote from James's just pieced articles, he's a senior Anfield source have indicated that following lengthy discussion, the deal stopped making sense.
Is
Jürgen Klopp in those conversations?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the biggest question. I mean, it is a question that I'm sure he'll be asked on Friday. I'm sure we can guess the get ready to it's an early press conference as well, so you'll have all day to fume. But he'll be asked, I'm sure, about the situation. But the question that I would ask if I get the chance, I'm always last on, so usually he's been asked it before I get round to me, but would be, who's making this decision? Because your sporting director's on his way out. The guy who was the sort of glue that linked the owners and the football side, we're told, has moved back from that role.
So this is Mike Gordon.
Mike Gordon, who's moved away. There's nobody... The other people, senior figures on the recruitment team, yeah, Dave Fallows, Barry Hunter, others, yeah, have they got a say in the story? It has to be the manager, doesn't it? It has to be him, sort of certainly driving a lot of the what Liverpool needs, what to do, and that is interesting, isn't it? Because I don't think there are many managers in the Premier League at the moment who've got as much responsibility as him for sort of not just the, especially given the form, fixing the problems on the pitch, but also, you know, juggling these things off the pitch, where it's a case of, well, do you want that or do you want this or what do you want? You know, those kind of things. I think in the past it's been a bit more sort of obvious, where it's like, well, okay, Jürgen will sort of make his representation and he wants this, and the club will tell him whether he can do it or not, and then he'll move on. I think now it's almost like they're deciding with Jürgen what they're going to do, as opposed to sort of, you know, feeding back to him. But that's the obvious conclusion to reach.
Is the thing with Jürgen involved in this, though, is he's a smart man. He knows he's got lots of credit in the bank, but credit runs out pretty quickly. He'll be acutely aware of how much this summer needs to be right, because he is almost, I guess, he will be aware of the added scrutiny that this is putting on him, and you would guess he's the one ultimately making the decision, and the decision will be, would you, and it's a simplification to say, you can have Bellingham and you'll have £50 million left over to do the rest, or you can have these three players for that price and have £50 million left over, and he's effectively choosing the latter option, but he will know that he has to get the recruitment right this summer because he can't afford another season like this one.
Yeah, and also I suppose the other point to make on that is you have to know you can get those players as well. You know, if it's a case of, let's just use three names I can see on here: Barella, Mount, Caicedo. Let's say that was the argument. Mm-hmm. Oh, we get those three. What happens if you go to get Caicedo and Brighton? So we're not selling him.
Yeah.
We want 100 million. And you say, well, we're not paying that. So it's like, well, okay, well, cross him off your list. Mason Mount says, you know what, Frank Lampard's got the Chelsea job, I'll sign a new contract to Chelsea, I'm going to stay. You go, right, okay, that's a blow. And all of a sudden, you're halfway down your reserve list, and you've lost time, you've lost whatever, you know, you're all of a sudden, you're in a position where it's like, oh God, like, what do we do? So, could you reach the conclusion that Liverpool have got something in mind where they've made some progress on some of these fronts? I think that's a fair hope to have, given some of the comments from Jürgen, I think he said positive in terms of players, didn't he? He said we will definitely spend. There have been talks, no decisions, but positive talks. Okay, so if Liverpool made some progress with some of these players, that is the hope, and I think it needs to be sort of finished off as well, because I don't think Liverpool can't go into the summer with this idea where you start seeing this sort of bidding war coming on, and you know, first bid rejected, and are Liverpool going to go back with an improved bid, or are Liverpool just monitoring that situation? But you know, Manchester United might steal them. Liverpool need to be in a position where it goes bang, bang, bang. There are players. Thank you. Right, let's sort of draw a line under it.
That's the 2016 summer thing all over again, isn't it? Is that the latest one to come in was pretty much Gini, I think, and Manninger, you know, around time. But Liverpool got their business done early doors, so they head over to America and then they're boxed.
Yeah, they've done it. That was their MO, wasn't it? You know, you think of 2018 was another one, big summer. Alisson, Fabinho, Keita came, obviously. I mean, Keita was lined up a year earlier. Fabinho was signed the day after the Champions League final, the Monday after the Champions League final. I think the last one to come in was probably Shaqiri. Sort of, that was during the tour, which was late July. So yeah, they were in place. They have to be in place.
Danny Ward was just getting on the coach at Blackburn after a pre-season. Yeah, pre-season getting convinced he was starting the season.
Came in. So, but that, I think that it needs to be like that now. You know, they're going to get a lot of criticism now. They're already, I haven't even seen the Discord, but I know they'll be getting criticism. I know from the text of mine, the tweets, what, you know, what fans think about all this. I agree with a lot of it. They can't now look like they're winging it with the second choice. You know, they it has to be sort of, look, we're sorry about that. Yeah, we're not doing that, but this is what we're doing. It has to be that. It can't be, we'll have a look. You know, like, yeah, you know, if they lower that asking price, we'll go in. Or if he doesn't go there, or he doesn't sign a new contract, we'll do that. It has to be sort of more ruthless the way Liverpool operate. And I have big doubts about whether they'll do it.
Really?
Yeah, because it, just of what they've done in the past and the position that the club finds itself in and the competition.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the flow of conversation, but I just want to let you know, if you're enjoying this chat between Neil and I, then the full Neil Jones Journal Inside Jude Bellingham special is streaming exclusively on redmenplus.com. 60 minutes, looking at the timeline of the story, going all the way back to David Ornstein originally breaking this as a concept, Jan Arge Fjortoff saying Liverpool have put a bid in, and then what happens next, as well as taking some questions from our Liverpool club legends from our Discord. Head over to redmenplus.com. If you use the code JOURNO, J-O-U-R-N-O, you'll get it for 99 pence for 3 months. Redmenplus.com. On with the show.
You look at some of these names on here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll go through. Alexis McAllister, I think he'll have suitors. Moises Caicedo's already had suitors. Declan Rice, suitors, definitely competition. Ryan Gravenberch already linked with Arsenal today, or recently. They aren't players that you go, well, they're Liverpool's if they want them. They're players that Liverpool have still got to win the race for. And
is this the
me.
Problem when you step out of that upper echelon of football, where as much as the competition is fierce in some regards, you can have clear conversations with these footballers, I think, where there's...
Yeah.
If you enter into that mush below that, which is teams that have got...
the Europa League.
Yeah, but like Europa League to Champions... With Champions League ambitions,
yeah.
There's loads of clubs in that mix. They're all... Some of them will actually pay above and beyond because you're going to be a star... You'll be a star signing for one of those clubs as opposed to being
but
one of the
You
pack.
Are also. I mean, it doesn't help. It really doesn't help that Newcastle are probably going to finish in the top four because... They're probably that promotes them a year before where they probably were. They would probably be still making those kind of the odd signing where you go, oh, that's a decent signing for them. Now they can actually go, we've got the money and we're in there. You know, they can move up a level in terms of the players they can get. You know, it wouldn't amaze you if they got Declan Rice in the summer or James Maddison or, you know, levels of that where you go, well, a year you'd expect at this point that would have been beyond them. Now all of a sudden it's like, no, we get good. We'll push the button on that. So I don't think that certainly doesn't help. It probably doesn't help what Arsenal have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they've exceeded expectations massively, put themselves in a position where obviously they've already spent a fair bit of money to get up there, and now they're potentially doing it as title winners or at the very least title contenders and a Champions League club. That's two new people into the mix that you didn't have to worry about 12 months ago. Yeah. You were worrying about Chelsea, weren't you? And you were worrying about Manchester United. You were maybe worrying about Tottenham, kind of, but now you've got two new people at the table who not only are above you in the table, are probably going to be looking at the same kind of players that you're looking for as well. So and able to pay for them.
Yeah, I mean, my only counterpoint to the thing you said earlier about whether Liverpool can do it or not, like obviously this is with Julian Ward in charge, of course, but at least we saw with Diaz and with Darwin that they were the ones they wanted. And Gakpo and actually just went and got the business done, of course. And just before we kind of move on and get some of the Discord comments, these people are wrong about this stuff sometimes. I know it seems pretty conclusive now, and I know I don't think anyone should. Yeah, well,
I know what you're saying.
I was trying to. I had a lot of people kicking off in our Red Men sort of family WhatsApp group last night, and understandably, I think everyone's obviously raging about it. I'm just I feel just a bit detached from everything at the minute, so I'm not kind of not like I'm not concerned with Liverpool's future, but I'm less emotionally attached. But it does happen. It does. This kind of stuff happens all the time, and you know, people have already been finding tweet examples where Joyce's got it wrong and said this is not happening.
To be honest, inadvertently, you just mentioned one. Then Danny Ward is obviously one that a lot of people will remember. Oh yeah, certain people said Danny Ward was going to be Liverpool's number one, and two days later they signed Alisson. Of course, it's not unfeasible that you know it's a pretty public and sort of wild negotiating tactic.
Look at
some of the language. I don't think I used it, but I think the headline on The Athletic is Liverpool pull out of Jude Bellingham. I think Chris Bascombe's piece said some. I think that was the out of the race. It's hard to see that changes, you know, any time dramatic or any sort of level of. It would be a dramatic turnaround. there are scenarios. I mean, it's on here. I think on this, any chance that he just basically says Bellingham just says, I want Liverpool, and that's that. I don't necessarily see that. But yeah, you're right. Until something sort of categorically happens, i.e. he signs his new contract or he goes to wherever, there'll still be people holding out hope, and good luck to them. This is, the conversations that I've had, the conversations that obviously the rest of the pack around Liverpool have had. You mentioned David Ornstein, that was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? So the noise, the chatter, the conversations all seem to be pointing in the direction that we're talking about it at the top of the show, you know, race over. And that's, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, to be honest.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.